could discarded pineapple leaves be a sustainable packaging solution that we've all overlooked? All right, it's not the end-all be-all, but there's something very interesting I want to share with you guys today. I think you'll like it a lot. Stay tuned.
My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
So a very good morning and good day, depending on when you're listening to this. Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. So we talk about innovative, sustainable packaging. And with this one, I got to give you a caveat because I don't know how practical this is. We talk about one of our values is go big, right? Or think big. So we got to make sure that our solutions are scalable and that they're not just little small projects. But who's to say that what starts as a small project can't be the seed of something phenomenal? That this small seed can't enter your mind, right? Like an idea sometimes is a great seed. Enter your mind and you'll think about ways to use this idea, but to do it on a mass scale for a mass brand and change the world, right? Our mission at the Sustainable Packaging Show, sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet for every industry. So this is a collaborative effort, which is another one of our core values, collaboration. So I'm hoping that through these episodes, sometimes I'm going to throw you guys ideas and explain stuff that I'm not sure it's scalable today. I'm not sure it's like do this if you're a brand manager, move to the solution. But perhaps it's just about opening the mind and showing what's possible. And this was a very interesting one I came across. It's been on a few things, but Yanko Design was originally the blog that I found this on. And it's a material called Pinyapel, which is made from discarded pineapple leaves. Okay, it's a paper solution, so it would be a paper replacement made from discarded pineapple leaves. Now, I came across this concept originally where with the pineapple leaves, one of the benefits is you grow the pineapples, and then with the leaves, which are normally discarded or normally waste or could be used as fertilizer perhaps, but a lot of the times after in an agricultural setting, there's waste afterwards. And I originally came across this in the CBD market where hemp is being grown, extracted, and then it's just sitting there and using hemp and turning, you know, giving that hemp a second life is sustainable, right? Extremely sustainable rather than it just sitting there and rotting and decomposing. And it's also financially intelligent. You get a second use. It always reminded me of I always thought it was cool where landscaping companies, how they chop down trees and then they turn mulch into another revenue stream. So that's like sort of the most brilliant businesses. You take waste and you turn it into a new revenue source. So this is a shout out to Sprout, who appears to be a granola company that's using this Pinyapel material. So as I got into this a little bit more, let's go here with this. Excuse me. So I'm going to read to you guys a little bit. Now I jumped over to this Green Queen blog. Pinyapel is a new Filipino treeless paper made from discarded pineapple leaves. Developed by the Design Center of the Philippines, Pinyapel is a specialty paper made from pineapple leaves that would otherwise go to waste, which can be used to make a number of products from paper shopping bags to coffee cups. It recently won the 2019 Wood Pencil Award by the UK-based charity D&AD Future Impact. Okay, so it's 100% treeless paper, and I like treeless papers as a sustainable angle. It's one of the reasons that I'm such a big fan of hemp paper, which Contempo has one of the first, if not the first, 100% hemp paper, which we're still learning how to use, right? So we first figure out how to get to 100%, and then the next task becomes the hemp fibers are very much more sturdy. Hemp's an amazing plant. So part of the reason I like hemp paper is because you don't have to cut down trees, right? The whole idea of deforestation for paper. And this would be the same thing here. You're not cutting down trees to produce paper. It uses discarded leaves that are locally abundant to make, okay, with the Philippines being the second biggest pineapple producer globally, Pinyapel not only helps reduce waste in agriculture and deforestation, but also helps the pineapple farmers, gives them a new purpose to drive additional revenue. Okay, so you guys get the point. So it's taking something like the pineapple leaf, again, figuring out how to pulp it, which it kind of looked, I was watching some videos on this, it sort of looked like a like they're doing it by hand almost, and I don't know how big the scale is here, because pulping is one of the challenges. Again, back to the hemp stuff, the difficulty and challenge becomes really is the pulp. The pulp's sort of the secret sauce. Once you pulp something, the process of turning into the paper, I'm not saying it's easy, but from what I've gathered and talks to experts, the pulping is really the difficulty. So what does this mean to all of you out there? Number one, to the brands, it means there's additional or alternative paper options out there. Although I know a lot of you guys are less focused on paper alternatives, and most people are attacking plastic. Paperboard, it is sustainable, right? Trees grow, trees will grow forever, right? Let's hope that's the way it works today. Trees will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. That is sustainable by the very nature of the word, to sustain. However, I like these papers if you can take a waste product or you can take something that grows faster than trees and replenishes itself more easily. I think that's a sustainable angle as well. So we don't just attack plastics. We go at it multiple ways, but we also don't go too crazy with this because I don't know. I think trees aren't the biggest issue, right? Board is not the biggest issue. We're not panicking and saying, oh my gosh, there's too much board. So anyways, this is one that we'll put in our back pockets for inspiration and see if you can think of ways that we can take products that were headed to the landfill or products that were waste and turn it into paper. What other products are there? That's why I'm so excited about hemp. Could you do this out of corn stalks? Could you do this out of, you know, how can we make paper? You got to make the pulp, which again is the challenge, but are there ways that we can go about this to reduce the number of trees that need to be cut down to produce paper? Because we all know how important trees are to our environment. Okay, but this is a progress, not perfection. Don't go crazy on me and say, oh my gosh, I listened to the Sustainable Packaging Show. No more tree-based paper. We need something else. We need something else. We got to save the trees. Yes, but progress, not perfection, right? So let's start with this, you know, 1%, and then we'll get to 5%, and then 10%, and then who knows? It's steady progress in this way, okay? It's just about a mindset and thinking. Again, I support every idea that's actually good for the planet if it comes from the heart. And in your heart, you believe it's better for the planet. I support you. And I commend you. And I wish you all of the very best. Okay? Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Sustainable Packaging Show. I'll catch you on the next one. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for listening to today's show. And thank you for being interested in these topics. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're a brand that wants sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet, reach out to us. wow@contempopackaging.com. And also, if you are a sustainable material company that wants to get your innovation in front of the biggest brands in the world, email partners@contempopackaging.com. That's partners with an S @contempopackaging.com.